Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7 on your dial. This is your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I'm going to start right off with one I love a lot. This is one of my big finds of this year. I had never heard the song before, and I just think it's a great song. It's called "This Ain't My First Rodeo." That's a kind of a phrase you hear around. And this guy is a guy whose his marriage is in a little trouble, but he knows what's going on because this isn't his first rodeo. The singer is Vern Gosden. I like the arrangement. I like the lyrics. I just like the whole thing.
You say your mama called and you must go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. And you don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. But honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? Since you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. You're telling me you lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand. And when I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school, but my mama didn't raise any fools. I may not be the Einstein of our time, but honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't first I've seen this dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and...
This ain't my first rodeo by Vern Gosden. It's not mine either. I forgot to mention the title of my show and why it's what it is, Wombats and Music. And Wombats, the Wombats part refers to the fact that I occasionally throw in an oddball thing, a joke, a story. I've got at least one Wombat tonight, so I'll throw that in later. But that's why I get that title. The music is mostly what I do. I play DJs on this show and play songs. So here comes one of my favorites from way back, 1962. By Leroy Van Dyke, called Black Cloud. Leroy Van Dyke was famous for his song Auctioneer, which made his career, and I've played that on the show. I'll play it again soon. But this is another song he did, Black Cloud, and it's about a guy who has a lot of bad luck. And I dedicate this to my friend because I think he appreciates it. Rob Chamberlain, this song is for you. So this is Black Cloud by Leroy Van Dyke.
There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. On the very first Saturday of every month, I go to town to get me some pay. When I ask my boss man about a draw, this is what my boss man say. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. Well, I earn my living by the sweat of my brow. I work so hard at my job every day. With that old black cloud hanging over my head to drive my dreams away. And if it wasn't for the help of the one I love to tell my troubles to, there just ain't no telling what that old black cloud might drive this poor boy to do. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. I put a seed in the ground for to grow me a tree. This is what that black cloud done. It sent all the locusts to eat up the tree. I tell you, I am not the lucky one. And one of these days when I'm laid away, I know that black cloud can't wait. It's gonna hover over me on Judgment Day to keep me out of the pearly gates. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck.
That was Black Cloud by Leroy Van Dyke. Next up is an old-time gospel hymn, song. It's called Life's Railroad to Heaven, and a lot of people have recorded Johnny Cash for one. This version is by Lacey J. Dalton, who's a well-known country singer, and people have asked what a vibrato is in a voice. Well, boy, if you want to hear a vibrato, listen to Lacey J.'s voice. When she is singing a note, it is vibrating up and down, and that's vibrato. Anyway, this version of Life's Railroad to Heaven, I think she does a job. any song has, you know, interesting words and stuff, but some people seem to put more meaning into them than others, and this is a good example. Lacey J. Dalton on this song really milks it. She turns it into a statement, not just a song.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engine that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves, the hills and tunnels, never falter, never fail. Upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that for sure, where the air
Life's Railway to Heaven by Lacey J. Dalton. Well, that's that ought to get us on the right spiritual track. We're now going to move over to another genre. This is Blinded by the Light. It's a song by Manfred Mann's Earth Band from 1977. The song was originally written and recorded by Bruce Springsteen, and it's a great song. The words are good, the whole rhythm is good, but what Manfred Mann and his Earth Band have done is add in a lot of instrumental stuff and a lot of riffs. Really, it's a real performance showing some skills at arrangement that far beyond the song itself. It's a great song to start with, and when they get through with it, it's just fantastic. This is one of my all-time favorites.
Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night.
Thank you.
That was Blinded by the Light by the Monfort Earth Band. Well, let's get that straight. It's the Monfort Mons Earth Band. Next up is a song from a movie. I recently saw the remake of Footloose. Footloose was a 1984 hit, and I enjoyed the movie then. Kevin Bacon had the lead part. And it was just a nice story. The critics didn't care for it much, but it sold well and it was fun. And six hit songs came out of that movie. And this is one of them. It's called Let's Hear It for the Boy. And the remake had the same song in it. And I was going to play that. I went and got it. I found the YouTube video. In the remake, Miles Teller is the actor. He's new. And by the way, keep your eye on him. I think he's going to be great. I saw him in Insurgent, recent movie. And then he pops up in the Footloose remake, which was a couple years old now. And then one of the Academy Award films this year was called Whiplash. I watched that last week, and there's Miles Teller as the star. I think he's an up-and-coming actor and going to be a big deal in Hollywood for many years to come. Anyway, he stars in this remake of Footloose. And he doesn't star. He's the best friend of the star. This version of the song I'm going to play for you is from the original movie. The one they had in the remake is the one where Miles Teller is the best friend of the star, and he can't dance. So he's learning to dance. And the song he's learning to is this Let's Hear It for the Boy. And in the remake, they have two little girls, probably 7 years old, singing the song with a, you know, kind of a karaoke backup. And Miles Teller trying to learn how to dance, and all his friends are teasing him and kidding him and saying he'll never make it. And he is clumsy. And at the end of the movie, he and the star together, the star is Ken Wormfield. The two of them do a dance that's, I think, one of the best movie dances I've seen in a long time. So Miles Teller learns to dance. What I'm going to do is play you a little bit of the soundtrack from the remake, where you can hear all the smart aleck friends of his teasing Miles as he tries to learn to dance, and you hear the girls, the two young girls, sing the music a little bit. And then I'll stop that and play the original version, which is much better music by Denise Williams. But it's kind of fun to hear the soundtrack from the movie, the remake, as they're all kidding around.
Right here. Nobody will know. Everybody will know.
My baby, you don't talk.
Come on, man, you gotta commit.
I got much to say.
Oh, commit to the moon. Don't mess around. Focus. Do it.
There you go.
Shake. There you go. There you go. Feel it. Show me what you got.
And baby, good, good. You
more
don't
hips.
Just turn, but I don't really mind.
Less hips. Less.
A little less.
Every time he pulls me in, I just want to chip. Let's hit for the
and we're
boy.
Jumping. And we're jumping.
Let's give the boy hey.
So, that's from the remake of the movie. And the two little kids are singing the song. They got microphones. Miles is up there doing his bit. Now we're going to hear the original song by Denise Williams from the original soundtrack of the original Footloose movie from 1984. That was Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams from the original Footloose soundtrack from 1984. Well, next, we've got a country music musician, Mel McDaniels. And Mel McDaniel, he's known for singing happy songs. I want to read you the quote here. It says, McDaniel's type of country music has been referred to as the quintessential happy song in comparison to other country artists who discuss broken hearts and lost loves. I have played a lot of those broken hearts and lost love songs. When asked why most of his songs are mostly positive, McDaniel told the Anchorage Daily News that there's enough things in the world to keep you bummed out, and that his fans don't want to hear me singing something that's going to burn them out some more. So this is Louisiana Saturday Night, and I could catch the idea of just how good music can be and how happy it can make people.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
Louisiana Saturday Night by Mel McDaniel. Well, we're moving on now to another country piece. Here comes another country song. I like this for a number of reasons. It's just a nice song, and I like the way it's sung. But also, I first heard it back when it came out in 1987. And 87 was a long time ago. And I was a lot younger then. And it meant more to me then. And it means more to me now. Because it was my wish. The name of the song is I'm Too Old to Die Young. And that's what the man's wish is. He wants to become too old to die young. Well, I have succeeded. Between the time I heard the song and now, I have become too old to die young. So that's one of the reasons I like the song. I also just like it as a song. So here we go. This is by Mo Bandy, and it's called Till I'm Too Old to Die Young.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun, and I pray that I don't
Don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
That was Too Old to Die Young by Mo Bandy. And I am that. Well, I promised you a wombat, and here it comes. I consider this one of my favorite classic wombats. And you will recognize it immediately. Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes aflame, came whiffling through the tulgey woods, and burbled as it came. 1-2, 1-2, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, Callooh Callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. Has to be one of the greatest little short pieces ever written, at least in my book. So, that's our wombat for today. And we're ready for more music. So, we just had Too Old to Die Young. Now, we're going to one of the greatest, well, that's not my opinion. That's what I read when I looked the song up. One of the greatest songs of the 50s. This is called Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. And it's a classic. It's an oddball thing. I hope you like it. Tutti Frutti. Tutti Frutti. Woo!
mama to the east, she brought me to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, woo, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. A womp bum a loom bump a lump bum bum, got a gal named Daisy, she almost drives me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what you're doing to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, woo, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. What you doing to me? Tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, woo, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. A womp bomb a loom bomb a lop bam boom.
That was Little Richard singing Tutti Frutti. Well, it's time to stop and tell you who we are and what we're doing, and maybe a little bit about myself. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. That's at Emory and Henry College. We're the radio station here, Emory and Henry's radio station, FM 90.7, about a 35-mile radius we're reaching out. And also on the web, if you want to hear us on the web when you're not in the area, go to ehc.edu and poke around, you'll find WEHC, the radio station, and we're streaming on the web. So, I'm going to play a couple of Southern songs, and I want to talk about my identity as a Southerner. I am a Southerner. I know that to most of you, or at least the Southerners here, I sound like a Yankee. I'm sorry about that. Both my parents were Southern. My mother was fifth generation in Abingdon. My father was five generations in Florida. They both had heavy Southern accents, and I never even heard a Northern accent until I was in first grade, and not much after that until I was maybe 12. So I grew up with a Southern accent, but then for the rest of my life, after I was 11, I did not live in the South, not permanently. I'd be home for a month or so, or maybe for the summer, but almost all my time was up in Yankee land or overseas. So that's where I got this accent. But the entire time of my adult life, most of which I was living in the New York City area for 34 years, I considered myself a Southerner living among Yankees. And that was my identity. When I moved back to Abingdon in 2004, I felt in many ways I was coming home. I had spent a lot of my youth, and I've been in Abingdon for first grade, and I had cousins here. I still have cousins here. So this is home to me. And I come back and find out down here I'm a Yankee because I sound like a Yankee. Of course, I also think like a Yankee a little bit too sometimes. However, I do have some Southern roots, and I do think of myself as a Southerner. And these songs speak to me. These songs are part of who I am. So here's one. Ladies love country boys. I'm not really a country boy, but I identify with them. And the idea is that some rich Yankees, rich northern people, send their elegant young daughter down south to get a good education and learn some manners. And while she's there, she meets a country boy. And the song is called Ladies Love Country Boys, and it's by Tracy Adkins, and it says a lot about the South, I think.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Ladies love up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys.
You know it's true.
Yeah, you know mamas and daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer, and they're up. Ball gown, hand me down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling, "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't.
It's that country thing, you know. Yeah. Sing that. Oh, that's pretty, ladies.
I like the na-na. That was Trace Adkins singing Ladies Love Country Boys. Now, the next song is much more specifically about the South. It's called Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. Well, I'm not a small town Southern man. At least, I wasn't most of my life. But I could have been. And just fate happened to take me away. My father came back from the war, stayed in the military, and we moved all around the world and around the U.S. So, but up until then, I had been in Abingdon mostly and could have stayed here. My friends from first grade went on and stayed here all the way through high school, went to colleges around here, and I could have been one of them. My alternate persona, I like to think I could have stayed here and picked up the fiddle and started playing when I was 9 rather than when I was 40. And even at 40, I only played a couple of years and I picked it up. I could have been a really good fiddler. Well, maybe not really good, but I'd be a lot better than I am now. And I'd be a Southern boy. I'd be a small town Southern man to some extent. And so this is Alan Jackson. And he's going to tell us about a particular kind of small town Southern man, a kind of humble one, I think you'd say. So here we go.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town Southern man, like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town southern man. First there came four pretty daughters for this small town southern man. Then a few years later came another, a boy he wasn't planned. Seven people living all together in a house built with his own hands. Little words but love and understanding from a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Callous hands told the story for this small town southern man. He gave it all to keep it all together and keep his family on his land. Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk and stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Finally death came calling for this small town southern man. He said it's alright, cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am, cause God has a place in heaven for a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man.
Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. Well, I'm going to switch over to something that's not quite as southern, but it has southern roots. This is Wondrous Love, and it's sung by Maura Smiley and a group called Voco, and they do a sort of a different arrangement. But Wondrous Love, the version they're doing, the harmonies they're singing, are from the Sacred Harp, H-A-R-P, Sacred Harp book, which is four-part Christian harmony, shape note singing. And that's one of my traditions. I learned that in New York. I became a shape note singer, and I went down to the National Convention in Birmingham. And it's a southern thing. It was actually all over the U.S. for a while, and it's still all over the U.S., but it's more popular in the South, this Sacred Harp wondering. And Wondrous Love is one of my favorite arrangements they have. Sacred Harp singing is four parts, and sometimes the harmonies are non-traditional. That is to say, an expert, and we had an expert with us for a while, we were singing Sacred Harp, will tell you that that chord doesn't exist or doesn't have a name, that they're putting notes together that are jarring. And that's part of what makes this stuff interesting. Most of the songs are completely harmonic. But Wondrous Love does have a couple of chords I think are pretty far out there. Maybe you can hear them. And this group, Morrow Smiley, they emphasize those. When they play when they sing one of those things where one of the notes is strange, I think they have that singer sing it louder than the other singers. Anyway, this is Wondrous Love. So, that was Maura Smiley and Voco singing Wondrous Love with a banjo background. The traditional sacred harp music has no accompaniment whatsoever, and they had probably a cello and banjo, and quite interesting. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music weekly at Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. and I try and behave on the show. One of my idols in the radio game here is Robert Weisfeld, who had a show here on WHC for a few years. And Robert would really do things. I mean, he would talk crazy, you know, like get carried away and stuff, and get very enthusiastic. I mean, so enthusiastic you couldn't believe it. Well, I don't do much of that. I try and talk in a more normal, steady voice most of the time. However, I love doing the show, and it's my opportunity each week to bring for you things I love and hope that you enjoy. Hope that some of you get as much kick out of some of these songs as I do. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I wish you all a good week, and hope you will do what I ask you to do every week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.